Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Hello, you're listening to Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from beautiful Florida, and this is the Corellian Family Hour. And tonight we have online ritual featuring our guest ritualists, Archpriestess Stephanie Neal, Reverend Angela Munn, Pam Kelly, Reverend John Anastasio, Reverend Lori Denman, and Reverend Mike Neal. And with no further ado, let us begin by clearing and releasing all excess energy. Find a comfortable position and release all of the tensions, all of the anxieties of your day. Let them flow out of you like water flowing down through your arms, down through your legs, down and out through your hands and feet, returning to the universe to be reused in other and different ways. Now let us begin.
Imagine with me a strong yellow-white light sweeping counterclockwise through this sacred space, a strong and cleansing light that sweeps out all negativity. Imagine any negative or unfocused energy being carried away by this light. Behold, we do cleanse and purify this sacred space, that nothing harmful may remain here and good alone may abide.
Imagine now with me a strong blue-white light sweeping clockwise through this sacred space, a strong and vibrant light that raises the vibration of all it comes in contact with. Imagine the vibration of the sacred space rising, becoming more spiritually charged. And behold, we do bless and charge this sacred space, directing its energy to the highest and strongest good.
Imagine now a circle of light surrounding you, circles of light surrounding us all. Clear, bright, white light forming a wall around us, moving upward and downward, over and under, and all around us, a ball of light around each of us, around all of us, many balls of light, and one ball of light. Many circles and one circle. May our circle now be cast.
Behold, we do cut apart a place between the realms of humankind and of the mighty ones. A circle of art to focus and to contain the powers we shall raise herein.
The circle is cast.
Now, let us turn to the direction of the east, lair of birds and butterflies, and all that traverse the skies. Imagine with me a column of white light arising in the direction of the east, and we invoke the quarter.
We call upon you, we call you, Don
Red Phoenix of the East, Power of Air, Swift Spirit of the Winds, arise and join us. Share with us your powers of inspiration and delineation, that we may have clarity of mind and thought as we enact our holy ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Let us turn to the direction of the south, lair of snakes and dragons and salamanders. Imagine with me a column of white light arising in the direction of the south as we invoke the quarter.
We call to you, noon white serpent of the south, power of fire, fierce spirit of the flames, arise and join us. Share with us your powers of creativity and courage, that our actions may be confident and effective as we enact our holy ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Let us turn to the direction of the west, lair of fish and water mammals, and all who swim in the deep. Imagine with me a column of white light arising in the direction of the west as we do invoke the quarter.
We call to you, dust gray whale of the west, power of water, sweet spirit of the oceans, arise and join us. Share with us your powers of love and empathy, that our emotions may be open and free-flowing. As we enact our holy rite, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Let us turn to the direction of the north, lair of creatures great and small, who live upon the land. Imagine with me a column of white light arising in the direction of the north as we invoke the quarter.
We call to you, midnight black stag of the north, power of earth, wise spirit of the forests, arise and join us. Share with us your powers of focus and integration, that we may be steady and well grounded. As we enact our holy ritual, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
We invoke you, O great goddess, you, in the north as the lady of death, arrayed with the black night and the silver stars, who transforms all things that new life may come when old life has faded. We invoke you in the south as the lady of life, arrayed with flowers and with light, who makes the earth to bring forth life and abundance of all kinds. We invoke Holy Lady of life and death. With love and with respect, we do invoke you. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. We invoke you, O great God. We invoke you in the north as the Lord of Death, crowned with branching antlers, Lord of the gate between the worlds and of all the cycles of life. We invoke you in the south as the Lord of Light, crowned with golden rays, the smiling sun that warms the earth and causes field and forest to thrive. Holy Lord of life and death, with love and with respect, we do invoke you. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O ancestors, beloved ones who have gone before, we invoke you and invite you to be with us this night. You who have prepared the way, walk with us and lead us forward. Join us in our circle tonight and the living and the spirits together, hand in hand. One circle, one family, one people. Beloved ones, with love and respect, we do invoke you. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Behold, we come together in the north this night to celebrate the Sabbat of Samhain.
Behold, we come together in the south this night to celebrate the Sabbat of Beltane.
In the north, Samhain brings the end of the harvest as the days grow shorter and the world slips on to winter. Now the mirror of light turns inward and we open our hearts to dreams and visions.
In the south, Beltane brings the onset of the growing season as the sun's warmth moves the earth to ever greater expression of life and love. Now the mirror of life turns outward, and we, like the earth, blossom and grow.
Samhain is the feast of death. Beltane is the feast of life. Each is a gate of the year, one yin that carries us inward, one yang carrying us outward. These are the cycles of life.
It is even so in all things. That which goes out must come in. That which goes up must come down. That which lives must die. And that which dies must live again.
For all that dies at Samhain rises at Beltane, and all that rises at Beltane dies at Samhain. Thus at Samhain we celebrate the union of the god with the lady of death, and their union brings rejuvenation and eventual rebirth to the soul. Yet at Beltane we celebrate the union of the same god with the lady of life, and their union brings fertility to the earth.
We too unite for a time with life, and then must unite with death, only in time to return to life again, as the cycle of incarnation goes forward. We bring more and more of our spiritual nature into this world, and in time there shall seem no more separation between the worlds. When this life can fully encapsulate the whole nature of our spirit.
Find now a comfortable position. Relax and allow all of the stresses and anxieties of your day to pour away, running out of you like water, returning to the universe. Imagine yourself at the mouth of a cave. See the scene as clearly and vividly as you can. Feel the air, the ground beneath your feet. See the cave in front of you. Is the mouth of the cave large? Oh. Does it seem inviting or fearsome? As you look into the cave, is it night or day, summer or winter? Go forth into the cave, walk into its darkness. At first, you can see only the light entering through the mouth of the cave, beyond which all is blackness. Enter that blackness and walk forward. In the distance, you'll begin to see a bit of light, firelight it would seem. Walk toward that light. As you near the light, your path becomes brighter. You enter a chamber within the cave, lit by a fire at its center. Hanging over that fire is a cauldron. How does this chamber seem? Is it large and spacious or small and cramped? Is it cheerful or eerie? Is it a large fire that burns so brightly or only a small one? What does the cauldron look like? Is it a simple iron pot, or is it intricately worked like the Vinscript cauldron? How does it make you feel to look upon this cauldron? This is the womb of the goddess, the cauldron of life and death. Now become aware of a woman nearby. This is the goddess. She is near the cauldron, though you have not seen her previously. What is she like? Is she the lovely mother goddess of life or the wisdom crone of death? Is she beautiful? Is she frightening? Does she seem welcoming or stern or indifferent? Whatever the case, give her greeting and thank her for the many blessings in your life. For no matter what your condition, you have many blessings if you take the time to see them. Now think about your life. Samhain and Beltane are gateways, one to increasing and one to releasing. They are different, yet they are the same in that each ushers in change. What is it in your life that you would like to see change, either to increase or to release? Think about this and see it as clearly as you can. When you are very clear on what it is you desire, imagine a ball of light between your two hands and place your desire for increase or release within it. See this ball of light as clearly as it can and see your goal within it as clearly as you can. And then take the ball of light and throw it into the cauldron. How does the cauldron react? Does it splash? Does it boil? Does it smoke? Does it spill over? Imagine your goal inside the cauldron being transformed within it. Now the goddess will offer you a gift. It may appear as an object, or it may be a message. It may even simply be a knowing. Or in some cases, the gift may not become apparent until later. But whatever the gift is, accept it. Whether it first appears to be or not, it is directly related to your goal. Place the gift within your heart and take it forward with you. The goddess now takes up a cup of some sort and fills it with liquid from the cauldron. She hands you this cup. Imagine the cup suffused with bright white light shining out in all directions. O holy goddess, may this cup be blessed. May it be a token of the bond of love between us now and always. Drink the liquid from the cup. As you drink it, how does it feel? When you taste it, is it warm or cold? To every part of your body, feeling you. Now look back to the goddess. How does she seem now? Has she changed in any way, or is she the same? Is the chamber the same as when it was? Thanks to the goddess, and leave the chamber as you entered, walking back through the darkness to the mouth of the cave. Step out of the cave into the open air. Into yourself in this our ritual space. And again, release any excess energy.
What are these things and who do they serve? The initial scene outside of the cave represents how you feel about your life. The nature of the cave mouth represents how easy or hard it is for you to access your higher self. How you felt entering the cave represents how you feel about your spiritual state, which is represented by the chamber within. The fire represents your connection to deity, the eternal flame. The cauldron represents your own ability to manifest or to receive from deity. The way in which the goddess presented herself represents your interaction with deity at this moment in your life. And any changes in these things during the visualization represent the effects of the working itself.
And was this the goddess of life or the goddess of death?
The goddess of life is the goddess of death. The goddess of death is the goddess of life. When yang has gone as far forward as it can, it must turn back and become yin. When yin has gone as far inward as it can, it must turn back and become yang. Obverse and reverse are they, life and death, god and goddess, light and darkness, all is one.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. We will now open the crystal web.
Let us find a comfortable position. Imagine with me the sleeping crystals in the web all over the world. Hundreds, thousands of crystals buried in the earth or otherwise linked into the web, all sleeping in their cubes of white light, cubes of light which slowly spin clockwise around the crystals they encase. Let us call into ourselves the energies of the universe. Imagine the energy of the universe coming into you, a beautiful, clear, white light coming down into you through the crown of your head. A beautiful, clear, white light, full of strength and joy and love. The light of spirit, the light of being, the light from which all things are made. Let that beautiful, clear, white light enter you and fill you. Let it go into every part of your body. Let it suffuse you. Let it move within you. Be one with the light. Feel its power. Feel its strength. Feel its love. Now imagine that light most strongly in your heart chakra. Feel the light growing stronger and brighter in your heart. Stronger and brighter, brighter and stronger. See it shining out from your heart like a white sun within you.
Now from your heart, send out a beam of white light to your crystal access point. See that beam of light go out to your access point, no matter how close or far your access point may be. See the beam of light from your heart connect to the access point. See the light flow from your heart through the beam and into the cube of light surrounding your crystal. See the cube of light begin to glow with the white light from your heart. See the cube grow brighter. See it spin faster. Send more and more light into the cube. See it spin faster and faster. See the cube transform into a tetrahedron, a triangle of light spinning clockwise around your access crystal. The access point is now open. Continue to send light from your heart into your access point. And in that light, let us set our intent. It is our intent in this to aid and strengthen the spirit of the earth and all those who live upon the earth, to send positive and healing energy to aid them to their highest good and best outcomes, whatever these may be, and to aid their highest selves in manifesting their highest purpose.
Divine Mother Goddess, Divine Father God, beloved ancestors, we pray that you will help us to send this energy in love and trust to aid and strengthen the spirit of the earth. We pray that the earth may have the healing it needs, that the changes which are unfolding shall take the most positive and peaceful form possible. If it be in accordance with the free will and highest purpose of all, beloved ones, may it be so.
Now see the light spread out from your crystal, traveling along the lines of the web to join with other crystals. See the light spreading through the whole of the web, illuminating it across the globe. Continue to send light from your heart into your access point, and from your access point throughout the web. And may the guardians of the web anchor and direct this energy for the highest good of the earth and all her people. By our will, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Now let the image fade from your mind. It will continue forward without further attention.
Now let us give thanks.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, your wisdom and your example guide us. We pray that you will be with us and aid us as we go forward, that we may call upon you for the strength and knowledge of the past, even as we build the future. We thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. May you be blessed in all things. We offer you our love and our respect. May the blessing be upon you now and always. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Almighty Goddess, Lady of Life and Death, you who are the creator and sustainer of the universe, the very soul of existence, oh Lady, we do thank you for your presence here tonight. Though we know that you are always with us, for we dwell in one another's hearts. Beloved Mother Goddess, may the blessing be upon you now and always. So mote it be.
So mote
it be.
Almighty God, Lord of life and death, you who are the Lord of cycles, of time and space, the very vehicle of all things. O Lord, we do thank you for your presence here tonight, that we know that you are always with us, for we dwell in one another's hearts. Beloved Father God, may the blessing be upon you now and always. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Now turn with me to the north. See again the column of white light we erected there when we called the quarter. As we give thanks, imagine that pillar of light sinking back down into the earth.
We thank you, Midnight Black Stag of the North, Power of Earth. We rejoice in the guidance and the aid you give us. May the blessing be upon you now and always, with love and with respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Now turn with me to the west. See again the column of white light we erected there when we called the quarter. As we give thanks, imagine that pillar of light sinking back down into the earth.
We thank you, dust gray whale of the west, power of water. We rejoice in the guidance and the aid you give us. May the blessings be upon you now and always. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Farewell. Hail and farewell.
Hail. Farewell.
Farewell.
Now turn with me to the south. See again the column of white light we erected there when we called the quarter. As we give thanks, imagine that pillar of light sinking back down into the earth.
We thank you, Noon White Serpent of the South, Power of Fire. We rejoice in the guidance and the aid you give us. May the blessing be upon you now and always. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And finally, turn with me to the east. See again the column of white light we erected there when we called the quarter. As we give thanks, imagine that pillar of light sinking back down into the earth.
We thank you, Dawn, Red Phoenix of the East, Power of the Air. We rejoice in the guidance and the aid you give us. May the blessing be upon you. And now and always, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
farewell.
Imagine now, again, that circle of light we created when we began this ritual. A circle of clear, bright, white light all around us and above us and below us. See that circle as clearly and as brightly as you can. And now, allow that image to dissipate as we release the energy of the circle. See it fade and grow smaller and fall away.
As above, so below. As the universe, so the soul. As without, so within. May the circle now be open.
May the circle now be open.
Let us return to ourselves now. Settling back into our bodies, back into the here and now, back into the everyday world. And on the count of three, we shall be as we began. One, two, three. Now let us take a moment to clear and release all excess energy. Letting it flow out of us like water, flowing down through our arms and our legs, out through our hands and our feet, and behold, we shall now have a brief station break and return for the second half of our show. So moti. Thank you.
the hunter of souls we shall see. On the soundway,
I am the
And hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from beautiful Florida, and we have been listening to David the Bard and Samhain Eve. And before that was our Beltane and Samhain ceremony, Samhain for the Northern Hemisphere, Beltane for the Southern Hemisphere, facilitated by the Corel Mother Temple. And I want to thank our ritualists, Archpriestess Stephanie, Reverend Angela Munn, Pam Kelly, Reverend John Anastasio, Reverend Laurie Denman, Reverend Mike Neal, and my co-host, Reverend Laurie. And,
good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone.
And so how do we feel after our ritual?
Like I want to go jump in a pile of leaves.
Well, this
really
is
energized. I think our rituals energize us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Connected. I feel connected.
Very much
yes.
So.
I think it was a lovely ritual. I think everyone did a wonderful job.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, not quite ready for prime time yet, but one of the things I've been working on is the rewrite for the Corellian.com site. So if you're listening and you'd like to get a sneak peek, you can see that at Corellian.weebly.com. And it's nearly complete, not quite.
Beautiful.
I've been very busy with that. And, of course, we're still working on the Witch School rewrite, but it's still in the works. And, of course, Witch School is your anyone, anytime, anyplace magic and pagan education. And if you would like a lifetime membership, they're currently available for $49.99 at witchschool.com.
And that is going to be till Samhain, Lordan, or have you extended that at all?
Well, we haven't extended it, but we probably will be extending it.
Wonderful.
Because people love them. You know, every time we come to the end, people want a little bit more, so we always try to give it to them.
Yes. And when you're joining Witch School, you're not just joining the Witch School. There's also a wonderful social site that you can participate in conversations with everyone from around the world. It's a wonderful thing, a very wonderful experience. There's rituals always going on online from overseas. Lady Anna does a wonderful job with those. If you read the globals, every single one is listed in the globals that go out. It's also on the social site.
Well, and that's what, you know, when I was talking about the connection, you know, that's what I love about doing these rituals, and that's what's really good about, like, Pagans Tonight Radio Network and Witch School is that being able to connect, because a lot of people don't have that. You know, we were talking about this while the song was going on about the community that you're building here in North Carolina, Reverend Laurie B.
Yes.
And you were talking about missing your the community there with Archpriestess Stephanie. You know, and that's one thing that joining Witch School and listening to Pagans Tonight gives people, and being able to participate. I was thinking as we were heading into this ritual, thinking about all this energy and all this experience of the people participating in this is amazing. And the fact you know, for free here, listening to Pagans Tonight, anyone can you know, take part of in this ritual with, again, all this experience and all this leadership and all this energy. So it's a very important thing that Witch School does.
Yes, and especially for the solitary that doesn't, or the person that doesn't have anywhere to go, it's very important so they feel involved.
Yes,
they
indeed.
Stay connected with other Wiccans and other pagans.
Well, you know, when we first started Witch School, that was a lot of what we felt its mission was to provide community and resources to those people who are not in major cities or otherwise had access to a local temple that they could go to. And we've always tried to do that. I mean, today Witch School is part of the Corellian Nativist Church, through Corellian Educational Ministries. But even before it came under the church, it always was very much in its own way a ministry. It was about reaching out to people, about providing community to people who didn't necessarily otherwise have access to it. And even now, there are lots of people whose only access to other pagans is through the internet. There aren't thriving communities in every town, and often when there are, they're not easily accessible.
Yes.
And it's a thing. And it's a thing that we try to help to help people to feel connected, even though they may not have that local community.
And it's wonderful that doing that. Go ahead.
Oh, where was this? We were talking about this off mic. Where did this ritual come from again?
Well,
do you mean where is it brought to you by?
Yes, I think that's what was meant. It's considered a ritual of the Mother Temple.
Right. I couldn't remember what Lady Stephanie said.
Oh, okay.
No, thanks a lot, Pam.
I'm sorry. That's why I brought it up. I'm like, where, you know, so other people would know about it, too.
Yes,
okay. Indeed. Both the Sabbat rituals are brought to you by the Corellian Mother Temple.
And if you would like a written copy of this ritual, it's basically the part of the ritual cycle that is found in the Common Book of Wicca and Witchcraft. And so you can find it through there.
And I might mention there's many other opportunities for other rituals that were written by Reverend Don. Rituals in Theory, available at the Core Store.
Yes. That is one of my favorite books, and I enjoy taking a little bit from all of them and making something different.
Well, keep in mind, when yours wears out, we have replacements available.
That might be soon, because everybody's putting their hands on them.
Well, actually...
Well, yes.
Yeah, it might become sooner.
Right. It's funny that you said that, Mike, because Chad had recently asked me, can I highlight something in here? And I don't know if I wanted to die as he asked that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wait, what? You want to write in the book?
Get your own.
Yes.
And, did I mention they're signed?
They're
signed by the author?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
You can find this Core Store at corellian.com/corestore.html.
Or if you follow the link that Reverend Don mentioned earlier, there's a link right on the front page for the Core Store.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Of theweebly.com.
Mm-hmm. And also, the degree books are also there and available.
Oh, yes, we have.
And John,
statues,
your book is also there, correct?
Goals.
It is,
yes.
Yes,
John's book is available there, signed.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Very, very good book also.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if I buy new books, I have to send them to Florida first for Lord Don to re-sign them.
You know, NaNoWriMo is happening here in a few days. I don't know if any, because you guys are inspiring me to write a book. Everyone's got a book there but me. So NaNoWriMo is at National Novel Writing Month. I don't know if anyone's ever taken part of it.
But yes, nope. As a matter of fact, they have a meetup. I don't know if you've joined a meetup yet, Pam, but there's actually about four of them in the triad area,
where they do meet up for the writing.
I see what you did, Tri-State, you changed it to Triad. You're getting there.
Yeah. I see, they're still colliding. I can't help it. Sometimes it's backyard and sometimes it's backyard, and I don't know if I'm from New York, North Carolina, or Boston. It's very confusing. It's not only confusing to the listeners, but it's confusing to me as well. Yeah.
So Pam, this is like a conference for writers or a workshop type of thing where people get together or what?
I don't remember how long ago it started, but it's a national, you can look it up, a NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. And
yeah.
What the intention is that you get together with groups of people, if you can. A lot of people will go out like to a common place, maybe like a Starbucks. Not that I'm endorsing Starbucks, but I really wish I could go to a Starbucks. We don't have one here, believe it or not. But you go to a place and you meet up, and everybody encourages each other to write. Basically, I think it's a 10,000-word novel in the month of November. So that's what it is. And some people have gotten, you know, they get their novels published. There's like all sorts of competitions. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, last week, mm-hmm. the author I had on the Pagan Shine Show, third Friday of every month, was Sarah Bowman. And that's how she started her writing career. And she just recently published her first fiction novel, which was Two Word.
Yes. W-Y-R-D.
Yes.
I'm grabbing the link. It's pretty cool. And when you think about it, you know, for us in the Northern Hemisphere, as we're heading into this time of year, the darker part and going inward, this is a really good exercise, I would think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you publish the novel or not, it's writing to me is very therapeutic, very cathartic.
Right.
And I have a thesaurus right next to me. You know, so I can say words like therapeutic and cathartic without batting an eye.
That's okay. Just breathe.
So I posted the NaNoWriMo.org is the link. So if anyone wants to look it up, but it's an interesting exercise. Is there anything that everyone else does for this time of year?
What do you mean?
I kind of threw it out there, and there's so many of us. I threw it out there, boom. Well, I don't usually get to hear from like Angela or Reverend Lori Denman. I don't get to hear from either of them very often.
Cool.
Well, I mean, my group is having a gathering tomorrow night, and I'm anxious to see if some will come in costume or not. And I make creepy food items for our snacks, and so we have a lot of fun. And then we have a ritual, and we're going to do Lord Don's Hecate's Keys ritual, one of my favorites for Samhain. And
We are too tomorrow night, Angela. I mean, Reverend Lady Angela. Isn't that something?
Angela? It is something.
Very
it's
cool.
One of my favorite rituals for Samhain. So I'll take photos and post photos on Facebook.
Okay, and I would also still like to mention within the next 2 weeks, I'll be putting together all the stories from throughout the year that everyone has emailed me from the Karelian Family Files. So if anybody listening that has something that they want to submit, you can do that, and I will add it in. You can email that to revlorycnt@gmail.com, revlorycnt@gmail.com. And I will be posting shortly for the next wave for 16 Aquarius to 17 Aquarius. For everyone to start sending in there. rituals, stories, what they do with their temples, shrines, groups, workshops.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Pictures.
Very good.
I have tons of beautiful pictures.
Excellent.
But if you keep them to yourself, it doesn't do much, right?
Well,
so
I didn't want to put them out. Yes, I'm doing it yearly. I started doing it monthly, and then it just, everybody was yelling at me, like, you're posting too much stuff. Okay. So I'm compiling throughout the year, and now we'll have a year and a day of the Karelian family.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
But everyone was sending them in. Maybon, I don't have too much for Maybon.
That's one of those. And my group is having a special meeting before our gathering begins to discuss planning a trip to Lustration in March and April.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
We're having a planning meeting.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Oh my gosh, this last Lustration, I was trying to keep an eye on what was, because you guys had no power. I was trying to keep an eye on what was going on. Hurricane Matthew.
It was an interesting weekend.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And we were
I don't know,
like,
someone
that,
I was talking to someone that thought that the ritual altar was beautiful and the park was beautiful, and I said, yeah, what you didn't hear was the garbage trucks trying to pick up the debris and the chainsaws in the background. You didn't hear that in the pictures.
Wow. You know, I was just talking to Reverend Mike about this last week, that I don't think anybody really realizes how bad North Carolina was hit by Hurricane Matthew. I think it was until this week that water is still receding back into the lakes and the rivers and the creeks. The livestock was totaled. And I'm talking 3 weeks after, they were still finding bodies in cars that were underwater, and it's really sad. Farmers have lost so much, and it just not fathomable
if you go to the National Weather Service website, which is weather.gov/RAH, you'll see the updated totals of rainfalls, and there's this one circle like around Fayetteville, the place that Reverend Lori B is talking about, that was just, you know, inundated literally. Luckily, where we were at, we got wind and rain, but I'm campaigning for a female president, so there you go. And we had our organizer going out in that weather. That's dedication, trying to get people registered to vote. So, yeah.
And now also, if you go to the weather.org link that Pam just mentioned, and don't forget, Haiti was hit very bad. Florida was also hit very bad. Georgia, South Carolina. There's links there for donations. I personally don't donate to the Red Cross, but I will donate to FEMA and organizations. They're in dire need of canned food throughout everywhere that was hit by Matthew. So if you just go to the weather.org webpage, there is a ton of different links for organizations that are helping.
Mary in chat says that Matthew heard about Lustration and tried to come but missed.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody went. Nobody sat there at Lustration and said, "Okay, who called water?"
I think that was Barry.
Yeah, I was just... Did Barry have Wes? It was a season with Wes this time. Barry is too funny.
Yeah, we had just enough people to pull it off. It went well. I've really felt the ancestors there. It was wonderful.
It was very much needed not to be canceled to get the prayer out for everything that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And not just here, all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was important to have the blessing of the living Corellians.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm going to remind everyone again, Lady Wendy does a 50-50 auction, and you can find that on Facebook, 50-50 CNT Auction. And you can donate an item that you no longer want, or whether it's new or used, and put a price on it, figure out your shipping, and half will go to you, half will go to help the tradition. Reverend Mike, I don't know what happened with the silent auction. Obviously, there was no second part, so will that transfer into April?
Yes, that will. Those items will either be on the internet auction, or I have to talk to Alyssa. I'm sure we'll have ability to do an in-person up in Connecticut as well in late March, early
April. Stamford. Yep.
Yes.
So, Go ahead. I was just going to say illustration will be from the 31st of March, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd?
I think 2nd.
The 2nd, yes.
Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday. Yeah.
And that is going to be in Stamford, Connecticut.
Isn't this
we already
the first
know
time
what a
gone?
Bunch of crazies. We already know a bunch of crazies that are Corellian, so April Fool's Day will be... interesting day.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I did. I was thinking about it.
Oh, I have to get my light bulbs ready.
Isn't this the first ritual that John participated here on Pagans Tonight? Did I hear that right?
Yeah,
no, I think he was here.
It was the first ritual. Yeah. I talked with you on the radio. Yeah,
but
we did.
John
we
has
did
been on the radio.
Yeah, we did a discussion a few months ago about the book, and then this was the first ritual.
So what did you think, John?
Oh, I loved it. I've done a lot of online rituals on the chat rooms, and it's always I always found it amazing how you can really feel connected even doing that ritual. In doing a ritual on chat, you can still feel the connection among all the people who are there. But this was really special. This was great. It's the last time I saw everybody was at the April illustration, and it just really brought me right back. It felt like I was sitting next to you all. This was fabulous.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I hear from so many people, oh, you do ritual in a chat room. And until you actually do it or participate in it, you don't realize if you're reading it, whether you're typing it and you're feeling it, it's still the same. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
You're still connecting with everyone.
Yeah, and that's right. And, I know people have said that because they're typing and reading, that it can be hard to visualize the way that you really want to get into the meditative state. But that's a skill in itself. It actually, as you learn to do that, it becomes really useful to be able to focus while you're in dialogue. So it really does help you learn that stuff.
That's a very good point. I never thought of bringing up that point to anyone not participating. That is a very, very good way to develop your skill to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I see that we've come to the end of our hour, and I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Don.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone who has been listening. And thank you, Pam, for doing the board, and thank you, Lori, for... facilitating the ritual, and thank you, Mother Temple, for holding the ritual. And yay. And
yay.
Happy Samhain and happy Beltane to everyone.
Blessed be
Blessed
everyone.
Happy Beltane.
Blessings all. Have a great weekend.
Blessed be. Good night, everyone.
Nice. Since we played a Samhain song, we should end with a Beltane song, right?
Beautiful.
Right. Perfect to me.
Alexander James Adams, good Beltane sire.
Blazing blood on a moonlit night, firelight glinting, burning bright, we dance and chant and scream delight. Sylphs and gnomes just out of sight of flames, flames reaching ever higher, roaring, panting, hissing fire flames, flames that the light inspire, nothing tames a good Beltane fire. Swirling sparks in a fiery flame, call to each one of us by name, igniting passion, sticking claim. Couples pairing it off their game with flames, flames reaching ever higher, roaring, panting, hissing fire flames, flames that the light inspire, nothing tames a good Beltane fire. Thorn and oak and ash are there, all glowing naked against the glare. Branches lit in a lustful snare of flames, flames reaching ever higher, roaring, panting, hissing fire flames, flames that the light inspire, nothing tames a good Beltane fire.
Nothing tames a good Beltane fire. Nothing.